5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a dad
and a tired mom
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in their own circus.
We're not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. I am one of your hosts, Barry, and I have with me, obviously, my tired wife, Crystal.
Very tired.
So you're saying I'm not tired? I don't have the privilege of being tired?
I slept worse than you did last night.
And whose fault is that?
My brain.
Your brain. Your brain's fault.
I know.
But, you know.
I had to get up early for a meeting
today.
And for some reason, whenever I have something in the morning, it like psychs out my brain. And I wake up every hour and grab my phone going.
I think everybody does that, though. I do that. It's like annoying. When I know I have to be up at a certain time, I'm just like. It's always a bad night of sleep.
Right.
So.
Well. Let's talk about our crazy circus.
Let's talk about our circus.
It's time for the stories of the week.
All right, this is stories of the week, and
we don't have too many.
Not too many, but I'm sure we will have things spark in our minds as we are talking, because that's usually how it works, right?
Or we just won't,
apparently. So why don't you go first, because you usually have more than I do anyway.
Well, St. Patrick's Day came and went.
Oh, yeah. That holiday that is in this month that we usually focus on, but we didn't focus on because Easter's next week.
Yeah. I've been so excited about Easter and planning things because we like to make it a big deal.
We like to make every holiday a big deal.
Yeah. And every year not the 4th of July. See, I'm so tired. For that green one.
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. We make green breakfast. Everything's green. We build a leprechaun trap and try to catch a leprechaun, but we always miss him, but he leaves gold candy chocolate.
Yeah, gold coin chocolate.
Everywhere. And this year, Barry wakes up on, the 17th? Is that what day it's on?
Yes.
Wakes me up on the 17th
Thursday.
Today's St. Patrick's Day. And.
Well, I didn't even think about any of that until our oldest son. It's like, we forgot to do a trap. I'm like, oh man, we did. I'm like, we totally didn't catch him at all.
Big bomb. And we didn't even have green clothes for any of our kids. So I like mismatched their clothes by throwing on a green hair bow for the girls. It was a disaster. But
Easter's going to be awesome.
Yeah. It makes me feel bad because I always feel like that's who I am for my kids is I want them to have these traditions in their heart and now I'm just the mom that doesn't care.
That's not true.
Technically, they didn't care.
They really didn't. I don't even think the girls remembered or anything. It was only Grayson. He brought it up and then he's like, yeah, whatever.
I know. So.
So you're going through all this work for nothing.
Except they'll appreciate it when they're older.
If they remember.
If I remember.
Yeah. Because apparently there's traditions I remember as a kid that my mom doesn't remember.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm feeling pretty ashamed this week because I feel like I'm an awesome holiday mom. And I'm not.
So, all right. I'm sorry.
At least it was just leprechaun day. I am so tired.
It's a leprechaun day.
St. Patrick's Day. I mean, that's...
Sorry to all you Irish people.
That's a forgettable holiday.
Oh!
Okay. I'm saying it. We're not even Irish.
I'm sure there's some blood in there somewhere down the line.
I'm just saying, if I'm going to forget a holiday, I'm glad it was that one.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right.
Okay. What else?
Oh, you're just going to keep me going, huh?
I had some pretty good dad moments this week.
Aw.
It was awesome. So, I can't remember why, but Crystal was out doing something. You know what? I can't remember. It must have been when you were shopping, like just grocery shopping and stuff.
I don't know. But it happened a couple weeks ago and we just can't remember.
Yeah, that too.
We may have already mentioned it.
And if we did, you get it double bonuses.
We're going to play it up like it's new.
But so Crystal's gone. And usually when Crystal's gone, you know, I find the opportunity to have some me time and play some games or something like that. But I was just like, no, I should go do something with the kids. Because it was getting close to bedtime anyway. And I'm like, I'll do something before they go to bed. And the girls were having fun watching TV. And they were just doing that. But the boys were out on the trampoline. And I'm like, I'm going to go out and jump on the trampoline. And so I went out there, and we have a net around our trampoline, which also has a fabric basketball hoop. So Grayson and I started playing horse. But then, you know, there's like, what, a dozen balls always on the trampoline. So our horse game turned into a game of dodgeball, where we thus proceeded to pelt each other in the face as much as possible with big, giant plastic balls.
How
and
sweet.
It was awesome. And you know, Jackson, the little 2-year-old, was getting on in it, and I was just throwing it in his face, and he was just like, this is the greatest thing ever. And I did that for like, it was like 20, 30 minutes or something like that, and had fun, and then it was time for bedtime, and everyone was like, yay, woo.
So, yeah, even when I came home, oh, and Grayson had prayed that you would do it every day. Wasn't that something like that?
That I would do it with the sisters next time.
Oh, yeah. That they could all play. So, big hint there for you.
Yeah. But it was a good moment.
It makes me feel bad.
And it was a lot of fun.
We've had this tramp for, what, two or three weeks?
Yeah.
And my kids have asked me multiple times to jump on the trampoline. And every time I'm like, oh, no. I don't really want to exercise. That's why we bought it for you.
That requires me to sweat. And I don't do that.
And our 2-year-old's always pulling on my hand going, Mommy, come on!
Come on!
Come on! And he always pulls on my arm, tries to drag me onto the trampoline. And I'm like, if I jumped with you, you would probably die. You would fly off the trampoline and die.
He can't. There's a net.
I am that good that I can fly him straight up the middle and he would fall to his death.
And I'm proud to say I can still do a backflip and land it with ease.
Well, I can sit on a chair and watch you jump.
Yeah.
Like a crazy, awesome person.
Like a crazy person.
Let's try to say like an awesome something.
Yeah. So, but yeah.
That's my momming right there.
Dad win.
Well, la-di-da. Good job. Oh, I don't even have a single win on my paper.
So sorry. That's not true. We had a win together, but you're just letting me talk about it. Because really it was your idea.
Oh, well, we invited ourselves to a birthday party. That was fun.
Yeah.
Our son was invited to a birthday, and we showed up, and who knew there was this, like, cool place to rent in town that
has a couple of couple bouncy castles, had a sand volleyball court, even had tetherball, and then
pool table,
and on the inside you had pool top, yeah, foosball, foosball, pools, darts, and everything, yeah. And it was and then they have a grill on the patio, and it was a nice little place.
Yeah, and they were grilling dinner for everybody, and so I said, now would you mind if we came back later?
Because she had to come pick me up.
Yeah, and I said, can we come back like an hour before it's over and let our girls come jump on the little bouncy castles? And she's like, sure, why don't you guys just come back for dinner? And I was like, oh, that's okay. And she goes, no, we probably have enough. And I said, well, we might come back. And then I went and got Barry, and I'm like, free dinner, let's go.
Free food!
So we just headed straight back to the party and invited ourselves and had a great time.
We had a great time. And also, you know, making new acquaintances that could turn into new friends. So it was a good thing.
I did feel bad, though, because not that I was bad, but at some points I'd kind of be like, Grayson, don't do that, you know, at the party. And I was like, oh, if I wasn't here, he wouldn't have to deal with me at all. Or I'd be like, share with the other kids, you know, like, make sure they get a turn.
I'm being an annoying mother.
I know. I'm like hovering in the background. And so I did feel bad that way. Like, it totally just birthday crashed your party.
But no.
It was fun for us. And the food was delicious.
It was very yummy. So, but yeah, so we did that and that was fun. And that was a big deal for Grayson because the boy is one of his favorite friends at from school, and this was the first party he was able actually to attend
this year
for birthdays, and so he was pretty excited to go.
There's only 2 months of school left, and it was his first party.
I'm like, yeah, do all the kids like have birthdays in the summer or something like that, or just not invite the class like
crazy people,
like courteous people do?
Okay. So, now it's your turn.
It's my turn?
Wow, I just pulled out Yo Gabba
Gabba. Yo Gabba Gabba. That's right.
It's your turn.
So, speaking about birthday parties, there was another birthday party
Two parties!
On Saturday.
Two Minecraft parties.
And they were both Minecraft themed, that's right. But, so we went to this other party, and we're actually good friends with the parents of this child.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And they're great people. We love them. And
If you're listening. You're welcome.
Hint, hint. No. But it was also one of those situations where we could stay or we could go.
Should I stay or should I go?
But we had a couple of errands that we wanted to run. So we ended up taking our 2-year-old, who was still asleep in the car, and we took our 4-year-old because she was kind of the only 4-year-old there. Everyone else was a lot bigger and older than she was. And so we're like, we're going to take you with us. And she was totally bummed out. So we're driving down the road. And an interesting thing here in town, and it happens to be right in front of the university that's in town, is a prairie dog village.
Town. They don't call them villages.
Sorry, prairie dog town.
Town.
And it should be village. It sounds better. But and then, so Crystal had the good idea. She's like, oh, turn in there and see if there's any prairie dogs out.
Because Lacey was already crying.
She was already like totally mopey, crying face. And so we're like, we turned in there and then we just drive really slowly. And we saw like tons of prairie dogs. And also in this.
This is how small town folks entertain themselves.
Yeah. But there was also like burrowing owls and bunnies and. You know, it's just this fun little preservatory type thing in front of the college. Preservatory, isn't that what it's called?
Preservation. I don't know.
Preservatory works too.
It might be a word.
If it's not, I just made it up, and it sounds pretty cool. But
that prairie dog village.
But it ended up turning out to be a pretty awesome.
It was magical
moment because Lacey was like, there's another one! And she was all super excited. But then, you know.
But then
we started getting excited. We're like, there's another one!
I know. It was like, we had already seen 50 prairie dogs, and we're still like, oh, there it is!
There's another one!
There's another one just standing there!
Well, and it's cool because they, you know, some of their holes are like right next to the road, so you really could just. They're right there. And you could almost, in some situations, feel like you could just grab one. Because they're that close, and so that was pretty fun for Lacey, but also fun for me, because we got really close to a burrowing owl, and I love owls, I think they're so cool, and So I was like, look at the owl!
Yeah, so we got her distracted from the awfulness of ripping her away from the sweet party.
Yeah.
And then we're like, let's go to Hastings, because she loves Hastings.
Yeah, and we wanted her into a movie anyway.
So we go there. And we're having a good time, and she had to go to the bathroom. Oh, here's my bathroom story. And I take her to the bathroom, and just randomly, while she's going to the bathroom, she just looks at me and goes, I just want to go somewhere else! And, like, starts getting all teary-eyed again. And I was like, whoa, calm down. And she's like, I want to go back to the party! And it was just so funny that after all that time, she just totally lost it on the toilet. But
So we ended up
just going back.
Well, we ended up leaving, and we're like, well, let's go. There apparently is a cake/cupcake shop that has, either it's been open or it's just open, but we didn't know about it. And we're like, let's go get some cupcakes, because we love cupcakes. And it was a Saturday around 5.
Now, don't judge the business.
5 o'clock, and they were closed.
That's because we live in a podunk small town.
On a Saturday at 5.
This guy needs his cupcakes.
I was upset because I was just like, really? What kind of business ethic is that?
Yeah. So then we were just like, all right, Lacey, let's just go back to the party.
So we just ended up going back to the party.
Which was good.
Which was fine because
then we got to help clean up like 5 spills.
Oh, yeah. One of them caused by our child, but the other two were not.
I know. That poor family. I was like, kids,
luckily, the spills were on hardwood floors, so Easy, pretty easy cleanup.
Yeah, but still, it made me feel bad.
But also, she made a delicious cake.
Yeah.
Man.
Obviously, we're on a food kick here because...
It was so good.
It was so good.
It was way good. Anyway, so yeah, so another birthday party and the Prairie Dog Town magical experience.
Right. And all I have left is that I told Lacey that I was going to take her to story time this week. Because she's been asking forever to go to the library story time.
Yeah.
I'm not very fond of it. The setup of it's not my favorite, but she loves it. And so I finally said, okay, I'm going to get the car. Because I don't know if we've mentioned this, but we are down to one car. So we're balancing that. And then after I got her, someone reminded me that I said I would come over right at the time of story time. I was going over for a meeting, and then I had a friend text me and ask if I could come over and help with something. So I had to tell Lacey, just kidding, we're not going to story time. So she started to cry, and I was like, what if we got ice cream instead? Which is the best kind of parenting.
As a ghost!
No, that's my tempting voice.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Ice cream!
That's a horrible tempting voice.
What's your tempting voice to a little kid?
I don't know. I don't have tempting voices for little children. It's not really a skill I work on. So
true. That's good. Well, see, the ghost isn't that creepy then, is it?
There you go.
Ice cream.
Oh, man.
Good answer. Good
Thank
answer.
You. Thank you.
Well, so anyway, I said...
Hello, children. I have some candy in my car.
Okay, don't be creepy. So I said, okay, I said, how about we get some ice cream? How's that? What? That's my distracted.
Sorry, I'm just thinking of ice cream.
Yeah, we're tired. So I traded in this great memory with my child with a cheap chemical ice cream cone from McDonald's.
She liked it.
She was so excited. I'm like, I should just do this every story time.
I get in the car and both of the kids are like, ice cream! I'm like, all right, score!
Yep, so that's my good parenting.
That's right.
That's my mom win for the week. It wasn't that great.
I had one more dad win. And every once in a while I get this spurt and I just start messing around with the kids and it turns into a big wrestling match. And all of the children against me, and it's always fun.
Wrestling!
No, wrestling! type of that. So, those are our stories of the week. But
that was a really quick story. Wrestling!
Wrestling, boom! That's how it's done.
And no one cried!
Almost, but...
No one cried!
That was good.
That's a big deal.
That's right.
Because usually the fun stops when the kid cries.
So, as we talked about, our main focus of our thoughts were on Easter this month and not other things.
Leprechaun Day.
Yeah. the Green Day. Not the band. But they...
I had no idea what you were talking about. But then I got it.
Thanks.
Green Day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. But, so, to celebrate Easter, and like we like to do on all of our holiday-centric episodes, we're going to talk about... Fun facts about Easter! Woo! Wow. It's like, woo and dead.
Awkward pause.
Awkward pause. So, all right. So, we have some fun facts. All right. One of these facts, the first one being, whoa, what are you doing? What are you doing? She's moving stuff around. All right.
On the computer.
The tallest Easter egg chocolate was made in Italy. In 2011, it stood 10.39 meters. So,
39 meters.
30 plus feet and weighed an astonishing 7,200 kilograms.
Curse you, Europeans.
So, to put that in perspective, it was taller than a giraffe and heavier than an elephant.
I would love that as a gift.
I know. I will take that chocolate cake. Now, my question was, It must have been a solid chocolate, because if it was that heavy.
I don't know.
Or was it hollow?
I imagine with that size, it was probably hollow.
Probably hollow.
Elephants aren't that heavy.
I guess. They're only a couple tons, but... So anyway, there you go.
The art of painting eggs is called Paisanka.
Paisanka.
If that's how you say it, paisanka, which originated in Ukraine. It involves using waxes and dyes to color the egg.
Paisanka.
Yeah, that's not very elegant sounding.
No, that's okay.
Paisanka.
What about paisanka?
Paisanka.
Paisanka! Wow.
We're so tired.
Yeah, so the term Easter gets its name from Estre, the Anglo-Saxon goddess who symbolizes the hare and the egg.
Which makes no sense.
I don't know.
It's like, isn't it the Cadbury bunny that lays the eggs in those commercials? It's like, what can we put together for this random goddess? Bunnies and eggs.
But obviously, it's not the candy industry that came up with it.
I know, it just doesn't make sense to me.
So, I don't know. If you're familiar with mythology or ancient religions, please let us know.
That's like a puppy monkey baby.
Puppy monkey baby. All right. Number five.
What does that mean? The exchange or giving of Easter eggs actually dates back to before Easter, and the giving of eggs is actually considered a symbol of rebirth in many cultures.
There used to be a There used to be a tradition in churches observed to resemble the game of hot potato. Here, the priest would toss a hard-boiled egg to one of the choir boys. The boys would toss the egg amongst themselves. When the clock struck 12, whoever had the egg was the winner and got to keep the egg. Yay!
Wow.
Thanks for letting me keep this hard-boiled egg.
I get the egg.
That's awesome. It's full of, like, money, right?
It really shows
how times have changed.
Where
it's just like, yes, I get to keep this egg and eat it. Where now kids are like, where's my money?
I know.
It's just, there's chocolate in this, right?
Am I being punked?
Am I being punked? All right.
Next one.
Right? That's
peep, peep.
Peeps.
Did you know Americans buy more than 700 million marshmallow peeps during Easter? This makes peeps the most popular non-chocolate Easter candy.
Gross. I hate peeps.
I didn't even know people liked peeps that much.
Peeps are gross. Gross.
Your peeps are gross.
Oh, snap.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
I like peeps. Well, but I like them when they're hard. You have to, like, open the package and leave them out.
Gross.
Mm.
That's gross.
Mm. Those are my peeps.
Gross. Americans consume more than 16 million jelly beans during this holiday. That's enough jelly beans to circle the globe. Not once, twice, but three times.
Right. And jelly beans were first made in America by Boston candy maker William Schaft.
Schaft!
Who ran advertisements urging people to send jelly beans to soldiers fighting in the Civil War.
Civil War.
So that's where jelly beans
jelly
came
beans,
from.
Old candy. Old people candy.
Old Civil War candy. That's cool.
That is cool. All right. Are you an ears, arms, or tail person? 76% of people eat their chocolate bunnies by the ears first. 5% go for the feet, and 4% start at the tail.
I go for the tummy first.
No, you don't.
I don't.
Don't lie.
But it'd be weird, right?
That would be weird. I'm an ear guy. I start with the ears. I like to nibble them.
I need to go to bed.
All right.
I think I am an ear.
I don't know. Let's buy some chocolate bunnies and eat them.
We should and see.
We'll experiment and report back.
Tell us what you eat first. Are you an ear guy?
Or do you like guide? Do you like the tail? Do you like the top or the bottom?
Anyway, during... Are we on 10?
Yeah, yes.
During the holiday, more than 90 million chocolate bunnies, 91.4 billion eggs, and 700 million peeps are produced each year in the United States alone.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is crazy.
Next to Halloween, Easter is the biggest candy-consuming holiday of the year. Good thing they're almost 6 months apart. Perfect for your dentist checkups.
Except, whenever you go to the city one... Okay, where we used to live, we went to the city egg thing.
Well, let's talk about that when we get to the city thing.
You don't even know what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, go for it.
I was gonna say that the candy is nasty.
Yeah.
It was like those weird candy-coated sugar lumps.
Yeah.
Look like candy-coated little turdlets.
That's the name of this episode. Candy-coated turdlets.
I'm just saying, those are nasty. So if that's the candy that's being sold, then it's not worth it.
Turdlets. All right. Your turn, right?
I'd like to know if it's like good candy being sold. Or what percentage of that is the crummy, nasty candy that people don't eat? Mm-hmm. Households spend an average of $131 on Easter each year. $14.7 billion in total.
Are you spending that much? We probably
will. Poor kids are so expensive.
I know, right? We'll probably spend way more than that.
No, we won't. We're going to spend $2.
$2. $2.15. All right. The Easter egg is said to symbolize and represent joy, celebration, and new life.
That's not that exciting. Easter. I will skip that one. Half the states in the United States ban the dyeing of chicks on Easter.
No.
Like, why? Anyway, however, Florida recently overturned this law and now prevents the dyeing of all animals.
You can't dye your animals, people. One, it's just weird. So, all right.
But you see in a lot of, like, foreign movies, like Indian movies, when they show the market, all their chickens are dyed. It's like a thing that they do to sell their chickens.
Well, it's not illegal over there.
Well, I'm just saying, I can understand why people dye their animals, because okay. It's kind of fun.
All right. Not only did Florida overturn the dyeing of animals, but the state also held the largest Easter egg hunt, where 9,753 children searched for 501,000 eggs.
Now, I want to know where this happened, because if it was just on, like, a football field, that is outrageous.
Well, and one, I would not want to participate
in it. No!
Not unless there was, like, $50 bills in those eggs.
9,000 children just, running around? Oh, that's terrifying.
That's like a...
Children of the Corn.
That's like a...
What is it?
A kidnapper's dream.
Really? That's like, where you went?
Well, sorry, it's like 10,000 kids? How easy would that be to be separated from your children?
I was going more with just obnoxious children.
That, oh, and we've
Who's
had...
Who's worst case scenario, guy?
We've had experiences with a city-run... Easter egg hunt?
Yeah, we've talked about it before on
years ago. A couple years ago. But we had, I'll remind you that we went to one in Idaho where we were living at the time. And there was, you know, there was a few hundred kids. It was a lot. It was a lot for our small town. And we get out, they go, go! And all of a sudden, like, parents... are diving on the ground and like scooping up the eggs where right before they announced it, they said, parents are not allowed to go on the field.
Well, no, they weren't allowed to help pick up.
You can't help pick up. You can guide your like little child and be like, look, there's an egg.
Pick it up. We saw one dad like pick up his kid and hurl them into the middle where there weren't other people yet. But then
it was crazy. I'm like, you are crazy people.
It's not worth it. And I like crowds.
So we run our own, like, personal Easter egg hunts with, like, our neighborhood and friends and stuff now. And that's just a lot better.
Yeah. Because they actually get eggs that don't have candy-coated turdlets.
Candy-coated turdlets. All right.
Let's see. The White House tradition of the egg roll... Easter egg roll started back in 1878 with President Rutherford B. Hayes.
Does anyone even know that president?
I don't even know what the Easter egg roll is. I just saw a picture of Obama doing it, and I don't even know what that is.
It's one of those weird traditions that the White House does.
I know.
So, but cool, whatever. Workers in Birmingham, I'm going to assume Alabama, who make the famous Cadbury cream egg, produce more than 1.5 million egg delights a year.
See, that makes sense, because they're delicious.
They are yummy.
I love Cadbury's.
I like the caramel ones the most, though.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Way to be mean. Jeez.
The idea of the Easter Bunny giving candies and eggs is said to have originated in Germany during the Middle Ages.
There you go. There you go. Fun.
Oh, that's it.
Fun facts about Easter.
Easter. I'm on that now. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well, another awkward pause.
Go for it.
What? No, you do that.
You do it. Start it.
Thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying. That's you now.
Huh?
You're messing us up.
What? Oh. See, I thought you said...
You always start, and I do it.
Whatever. Just remember, our way is not the only way.
Obviously.
And probably that's a good thing. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You got to do this okay, part. I don't even know what this is.
You can follow and share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and email us your thoughts, opinions, and opinions at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. Make sure you subscribe.
rate
and review our show on iTunes, and until next time,
enjoy your circus.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.